Hey, I'm Ella Gray, and welcome back to the Key of E podcast. This week, I'm going to be talking about one of my favorite Christmas albums of all time. I talked about Christmas songs last week, and I mentioned, like, obviously the classic Christmas songs are amazing, and so I didn't really include those in my list of Christmas songs because I'm well aware that there's great Christmas albums that are, like, fairly old, like, pretty old, like, Nat King Cole's album's amazing, Frank Sinatra's albums is amazing, obviously. We all know that. There's a reason why they've lasted this long and why they're still considered Christmas classics, and you can find them on vinyl, like, everywhere. But this is an album that holds a very special place in my heart. It's very refreshing because I'm well aware that there are punk pop Christmas songs out there. But something about these just really makes me feel like I'm in the Christmas spirit. Me and my dad listened to this album multiple times in December together. We love it. It came out in 2007, and the album is called Let It Snow, Baby, Let It Rain, Dear. Okay. If that's not one of the best album titles you've ever heard, then you can feel free to leave. You don't have to listen. That's incredible. You just know. This is by Reliant K, by the way. You just know that they were sitting around and they came up with that and they were like, oh my gosh, we're so smart. We're the smartest. And they were just giggling, you know, just chuckling about what they came up with. I love Reliant K. I miss them. I really miss it. You might know this song. Maybe this will jog your memory on who Reliant K is. Do you like my sweater? What a time. Ugh, I miss it. I sound like an old person being like, they don't make music like they used to. Like, this was 2007. It really wasn't that long ago. But still, I love this album. I could listen to it all the way through. It makes me laugh. It makes me cry. It's like perfectly my idea of a good Christmas album. There are sad Christmas songs. There are like well-written, deep Christmas songs. And then there's also like classic Christmas songs that everybody knows, but with like heavy guitars. Okay, like this was made for me, I'm pretty sure.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
And then it just goes right into one of my favorites from the album, which is Sleigh Ride. And it starts out, like, really soft and, like light, not as heavy. But then it goes into, like, it builds into, like, a more, like, of that punk sound.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
And then we're just, like, all in. We're in it. We love the sound. And we get songs that share that sound on this album, like Angels We Have Heard on High. And Deck the Halls. If hearing those clips did not get you, like, so stoked for Christmas, like, man, you need to go listen to this album. I love it. And I love that, like, I feel like I only know about it. I know that that's not true, but, like, I feel like me and my dad are like, this is our little secret. And, like, we showed it to my cousins, and we're like, isn't this awesome? And they were like, yeah, Christmas. It'd be crazy if I could find this on vinyl somewhere. I'm sure I could. I'm sure someone has, like, printed it illegally. I think that the lyrics of this song are really good. They're really vulnerable, just kind of talking about, like, I guess just, like, finding faith again at Christmas and, like, trying to give, like, a reason to maybe why your year hasn't felt like the previous years. And I don't know, I think I find, I don't know, maybe this is just me. I just feel like I'm really picky, and this is kind of, it sounds bad to admit, but, like, there's a lot of, like, Christian-y Christmas songs that I find a little bit cheesy, I think. And I'm like, huh, no wonder people, like, make fun of these types of songs. But, like, I don't know, there's something about the vulnerability in this song of, like, saying, like, man, I'm trying really hard to believe, but, like, wow, it's really hard. I'm trying to find some explanation, kind of just taking things as signs. I don't know if these are signs. I don't know, like, the lyrics just feel very raw to me. I think this is something that we can all relate to, is, like, I don't know, it's really hard for, like, people, like, seeing people around you who just, like, believe in, like, God so easily, and you're like, wow, their faith is really strong. Like, what's wrong with me? Why can't I believe, like, I don't know, as hard as they're believing? Like, I don't know, I don't, maybe that's not a shared thing. I feel like it is, but I don't know, I feel like these lyrics are really good, and they're not too, like, in your face, like, I don't know, go to church, it's Christmas, like, you know what I mean? But I don't know, the lyrics are really powerful to me. And so this Christmas, I'll compare the things I felt in prior years to what this midnight made so clear, that you have come to meet me here. And I celebrate the day that you were born to die, so that I could one day pray for you to save my life. I feel like this whole section of the album is, like, my favorite section, which is, like, the sad Christmas songs. I love a good sad Christmas song. I talked about this last week. Because Christmas isn't always happy, and we hold this idea that, like, if I'm sad during December, something must be wrong with me. It's the most wonderful time of the year. But it's like, no, it's cold, it's dark. There's a lot of people that we wish that we could be spending our holidays with, and they're not here anymore to spend it with us, and that's really sad. And you have a right to be sad about it and sing a sad Christmas song, because they're out there, I promise. And it's especially hard when all you hear on the radio is, like, we're so happy, it's Christmas, yay, Christmas time, everybody's happy. But, like, that's not always how it is. It's an unrealistic, like, idea of what Christmas is. It's sad, and we're also remembering all of the people that we've lost, and remembering all of the past Christmases that we've spent with those people. It's always nice to look out the window and see those very first few flakes of snow. When February rolls around, I'll roll my eyes, turn a cold shoulder to those even colder skies. And by the fire, my heart, it heaves a sigh for the green grass waiting on the other side. It's always winter, but never Christmas. It seems this curse just can't be lifted. It's giving the entirety of the Stick Season album. It's giving Northern Attitude. Okay, I'm gonna move on to one of my favorite songs from this album, which is I Hate Christmas Parties. Ugh, this song is so dramatic. I love it. It's my favorite. I hope it snows this week. A snowflake on your cheek would make this Christmas so beautiful. But that would just bring the pain, because things can't stay the same. These holidays won't be wonderful. I look under the tree, but there's nothing to see, because it's a broken heart that you're giving me. I can't figure you out. Is this what Christmas is all about? Because it's a broken heart that you're giving me. I'm so sorry. I can't read that with a straight face. In the second verse, he says, I don't want to talk. I'm sick of all this talking. A broken heart wrapped up in a box. There's teardrops in my stocking. I love the drama. I love it. I hate Christmas parties. You offer me some punch, but I just shrug. I'm so sorry, but like, please get together with your friends and try and read those lyrics with a straight face and just like put on your eyeliner and just read, just try and read that just as if it is a poem, because it is and it's pretty, but just sit there and read it with your friends. Okay, I'm gonna end with Boxing Day. Boxing Day. Oh wait, Blink 182 has a song called Boxing Day 2? The hearts of men are bitter and weathered, as cold as the snow that falls from above. But just for one day, we all come together. We showed the whole world that we know how to love. I like that this song is like a post-Christmas song, because like it starts out with, take it all down, Christmas is over. It's kind of interesting. I feel like all Christmas songs are like pre-Christmas or like on Christmas. Like they sing about getting ready for Christmas. Not getting unready for Christmas. It's interesting. See what I mean about finding like a unique Christmas song? Like this song is like for the week in between Christmas and New Year's. Man, I can't say it enough. I love this album. Give it a listen. If you're anything like me, I think you'll enjoy it. But I hope you have a great Christmas. I hope you have a great holiday. I hope you get to be with all of your family and maybe you get to see some snow. Or maybe you don't. Maybe you hate snow and you're tired of the cold. Then I hope it lets up for one day and maybe you can sit outside in the sun.